stepping out to talk with Madonna Ditto in regard to an individual came into her house, looked for as a maybe intoxicated, so we'll find out what's going on.
I just want to enter any feedback.
If you just put it by the demo, that
would be better. Okay.
Turn up a little bit.
Hello, Donna, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
So, can you tell me a little bit more about what happened?
Well, I don't know. Lee and I went and picked her up at the youth center. We walked in, maybe 10 minutes, the other one went by, and all of a sudden I heard the door open, and I thought it was Donald. Because he's out, Jody's birthday today.
Yeah.
And I kind of watched, and I went to bend down to grab Tank, and all of a sudden John Marvin came around the corner of the door and closed it behind him. And I was like, hey, John, what's going on? And he just stared at me, and he looked kind of like he was stressed. I don't know if I want to say he was drunk or high. I couldn't tell. Okay. The hallway.
And John Marvin, when he went down here on Front Street across from the liquor store, wore the bandana sometimes. Stop for it all the time. Okay.
Never walks into my house. Don't even associate with him. And I hollered up at Jim. I knew he had just gone up to bed. And I said, hey, Jim, could you come down here for a minute? And he kind of, and then John kind of snorted and turned around and walked back out again.
Snorted as in laughing?
No, like.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like, oh, and turned around and walked out.
Okay.
Which is totally weird. I'm sorry.
No, you have every right to call. What would you like us to do?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, he looked really, really stressed, and I guess I was just worried
that
he might be still around. I don't understand why he went into my house.
Okay.
Did he want something?
It is a common occurrence for intoxicated people to... walk into the wrong house thinking it's their home, mm-hmm. and then turn right around and go back where they just
passed. Well, as soon as Jim answered me and said, well, what's going on down there? I said, well, can you come down here for a minute? And he came around and
walked out. All right. I'm going to contact with him and see what he says. I need to know if you want to press charges for criminal trespass or.
I guess I do. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. I mean, you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
And that was unnerving for me. What if Jim and I were at the bar and his leave was home and he walked in, you know?
Okay. Unnerving. Okay. I will see what he says. Okay. Because
like
it was
I say, he wasn't threatening or anything like that, but he didn't knock.
Okay. I will speak with him, see what he has to say, and then what I'll do is, because it's a misdemeanor that didn't happen in my presence, I will, I have to do up the report, and then I will submit it to the DA's office, and let them decide on what they want to do with the case, if that's fair with you.
Okay, no, that's fine.
And the DA will get the report probably Monday or Tuesday, we'll send it out.
Okay.
With an ATN, which is just a charging document, okay, and see what how they want to proceed it. I'm not sure if we have a whole lot to go on, so.
I don't know what that book is, but it's awful big.
but you are right. People don't have a right just to walk in.
No,
so.
It would have been different.
You didn't invite him in, nothing like that?
No. Okay. I didn't even know he was out here.
Okay.
I mean, Lee and I had just walked in, so.
Okay. All right, I'll make contact with him and then get the report over to the DA's office and see what happens.
Okay.
Thank
you.
All right, we'll see you. Yep.